Welcome, fellow redeemed. Our text for meditation this morning comes from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, beginning there at the 12th verse. St. Paul writes, "Now that I have already attained, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. O Lord, sanctify us by your truth, for all your word is the truth. Amen. Paul is using a picture in the language of a runner in a race here. Can you imagine a runner in a race looking back for the entire event? More than likely, that runner wouldn't run very fast. They would probably trip, stumble, fall. The hurdler would most likely end up on his or her face. The long jumper probably wouldn't be able to jump very long. The same concepts apply to us. St. Paul is telling us here in this text to reach forward. If we continue to look back, we're not going to get anywhere. You can't rest on your laurels. You can't constantly be focusing on everything that you have accomplished in the past if you hope to go forward. Reflecting back on past achievements gets you nowhere with God. All because you went to chapel yesterday doesn't mean you don't need God's word today. All because you didn't go out and get drunk last night for Thirsty Thursday doesn't mean you get to get drunk tonight, tomorrow, or the next. All because you didn't cheat on the last assignment or were lazy for the college yesterday doesn't mean you get to do that today, tomorrow, or anytime. You've been very, very unselfish in your relationships lately, but that doesn't mean now you get to turn around and you get to put your wants and your desires ahead of your spouse's or your boyfriend's or your girlfriend's or your family's. No, there's a warning here from St. Paul. We don't get to use those things that we may have done well in the past and according to the Ten Commandments so that we can now stop living lives of thanksgiving and sanctification. And see, the moment that you and I, we try to justify our past acts of sanctification so that we don't have to follow what God is saying right now and obey the commandments here today, we end up very much like that runner looking back in the race. We're going to stumble and fall. Our faith is going to probably become bruised, bloodied, injured. And we know that has awful and eternal consequences associated with it. Now, there are other reasons that you and I need to heed Paul's words here and that we are to forget, as he says, those things which are behind. And one of those reasons, is because oftentimes what happens when you and I become focused on things in the past, especially when we feel we have been hurt or wrong, there's a temptation to allow things to sit inside of us that become anger and hatred and bitterness. St. Paul had plenty of those experiences, he had plenty of those situations where he could have reflected back and he could have become angry and hateful and bitter. Dr. Klebig mentioned a few of those in his devotion earlier in the week. But as we know, what did St. Paul do? Instead of holding on to those and allowing them to fester and become bitterness, instead he threw them onto the shoulders of Jesus and let him carry them because he knew his job was to reach forward to that goal of eternal life that was awaiting him. And so that's one of the lessons here from St. Paul for you and for me. We are supposed to follow that example as God's children. And so that means if you have been hurt in the past by someone, you are to throw that hurt on the shoulders of Jesus and you let him carry that for you. Students, if you have been hurt in the past or you feel like you've been wronged in the past by somebody you've dated or a family member or a friend or maybe a professor, the dean of students even, throw that hurt onto the shoulders of Jesus so that you can begin to move forward, so that Jesus can carry that for you like he does all things, so that the Holy Spirit can cause that bitterness to flow out of you and your faith can begin to be healed by the Holy Spirit working in the Word and the Sacrament. Faculty, staff, the same thing goes for us. If a spouse, if a family member, if a friend, if a student, if you feel you have been wronged by the person that God has placed to be your superior here, whether that is your department boss or the administration or even the Board of Regents, stop harboring that hate and anger and bitterness and instead throw that onto the shoulders of Jesus. Let him carry it so that you can move forward, so that you can begin to heal and have forgiveness in your life and in your heart and in your soul, and so that the Holy Spirit can do his mending through the means of grace. Back to that picture of the runner there that Paul has before us. Reaching forward in that middle verse. It's a very vivid picture. The Greek word there is the runner, entirely focused on that goal, that finish line. Her head will not move. She sees nothing else. The picture is of the runner clawing the air. The back is arched. The neck is stretched out. Everything is pressing towards that end goal. Paul is telling you and me here today that as we go forward, we are to forget past achievements. We're supposed to forget past hurts, just like he did. And instead, we are to reach forward to the goal that lies ahead. And my friends, the goal that lies ahead is the greatest achievement there is for you. Now, it's not your achievement. It's the achievement of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for every single one of us. It is that achievement of Jesus living the perfect life that always reached forward to do God's will, because so often we don't. It was that life that was always reaching forward to Jerusalem. And then once Jesus came to Jerusalem for that last time in his life, he climbed up and he reached forward and pulled himself up on that cross so that he could wash away all our sin. And it is that life and it is that death that was always reaching forward that we have heard countless times, every time, by the grace of God when we enter these walls, that is yours by faith. Faith the Holy Spirit gives you in baptism in the Word. It is that life and that death of Jesus reaching forward on your behalf and mine that promises you all the gifts associated with it. You have your sins forgiven. Eternal life is yours. You have salvation. In order to, as Paul says, press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, we need to then exercise our faith like athletes train for a race. The athlete, the runner, does the appropriate training to strengthen the body. Believers do the appropriate training to strengthen the soul, to strengthen the faith. And so, my friends, make use of the Word and the Sacrament in every opportunity that the Lord allows you to do so. Because it's when you go to the Word and into the supper that you know your Savior is always there for you. Your Savior is always there for you. He will be there where you need him in your down times. He will be there to strengthen you and focus you back on looking forward when you are tempted and I am tempted to rest on what we've accomplished in the past. It is in those means of grace, my friends, where you are then able to be given the strength to throw that hurt and all those other feelings onto the shoulders of Jesus and let him carry it so that any bitterness and hatred and anger inside can start to go away. It is there where you are going to find your Lord and Savior helping you, focusing you, pushing you to always reach forward to that eternal life that awaits you and all believers. To God be the glory. Amen.